Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor to be with you today. You know, we talked yesterday about overcoming worry, and I believe anxiety and fear and all these things that just creates pressure for us and trying to accomplish and trying to do it on our own and trying to make it work. And I think the adversary uses this thing called fear to really eat away at us. And I think we got to rise up above that fear that tries to antagonize you, that tries to draw you down, tries to depress you, tries to rip you up. Because, you know, I talked yesterday about the thing that Job feared the most come upon him. And he lived in such a fear throughout his life. And he knew that if his children sinned, then he was going to be held accountable for it. And he would go ahead and give the sacrifice in advance. And I think there's so many people today that live in such a fear of what's going to happen. Now, I want to talk to you the next couple of days on the witnesses of not to worry. You know, Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 12, verse 22, then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life. Now think about that just a minute. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, but yet we sit around and worry about, what am I going to get sick with? Am I going to have enough money? When I get ready to retire, am I going to have enough income? Can I live on my own? Is my wife going to be okay? Is my children going to be okay? And so we constantly live in this place of fear and anxiety. And the Bible goes on to say, don't be concerned, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat, or not about your body, what you're going to put on. He says, do not. So that means then it must be possible for us to rest in God and not to worry. Because he says, do not worry. Do not worry. Now, you know, the church calls that spiritual concern. But the reality is, anything that keeps you awake at night, anything that bogs your mind, anything that keeps you from being able to rest and have perfect peace in the things of God. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 26 and 3, one of my favorite scriptures, if you'll keep your mind fixed on the Lord, you'll have perfect peace. And so we realize here in Luke chapter 12, verse 22, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you're going to eat, about your body, what you're going to put on. So we see here that he's telling them, don't worry about what's going on in your life. Don't worry about what you're going to come down with. Don't sit around and worry about, I'm going to get what grandma had, or I'm going to have this, or I'm going to have this. Don't sit around and worry about that. You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and 12, now when they bring you to the synagogue and the magistrates and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Now think about it just a minute. Do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. The Holy Spirit, it will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Maybe you're sitting up at night and you're worried about what you got to say at work the next day. Maybe that report you got to do, or maybe that lecture you got to do, or maybe that thing you got to present. Think about it a minute. Are you sitting around worried about it? Are you? Because the Bible says in Luke chapter 12, verse 25, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Now think about it a minute. You can't change your life by sitting around worrying. You know, how can you fix it? How can you solve the problem? How can you change the results of a situation? Guys, we got to understand that we've got to learn to just rest in that finished work of Christ. You know, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, says, therefore I say to you, now this is in red, so Jesus is saying this, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you're going to put on. Is not life more than food and body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his statute? Now think about that just a minute. How do you and I go through life and not worry? How do you and I go through life? You know, anything that keeps you up at night, anything that keeps you from being able to sleep, And sometimes it's things that really are minute, things that really don't even matter, that keep us consumed with a crisis, with a situation, with a circumstance. How many of you sitting around worrying about your bills or being able to pay your bills or whatever it may be that you're dealing with unconsciously or subconsciously that is keeping you from being able to rest and enjoy the goodness of the Lord? The Bible is very plain. Jesus tells us several times, do not worry. So we have a tendency to worry by nature, but thanks for us being born again, we have that peace in God that we can trust in the Lord and lean not on our own ways. Acknowledge Him and He will lead our path. Why? Because the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord, and He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So if you think about it a minute, He's the one that starts your faith. He's the one that completes your faith. You can trust Him. That's the beauty of grace.